That's right. Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. And I tell you what, it's the Blues Cruise is here in town. That's
yum,
right.
Yum, 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 yum.
And we have the instigator, the put it together, the man that knows all when it comes to blues, Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin, sitting in the studio with us this afternoon. How's it all shaping up there, Gary?
And I'll tell you what, I feel as soon as I enter Greenwood, I just feel better when I cross the city line.
Yeah?
Oh, I mean, the wafting aroma of barbecue, the scintillating vibe of live blues music, the thrill of a wonderful weekend for the entire community. It's blues and barbecue par excellence, and I'm just totally pumped. We got a great lineup this year, and everybody's feeling good, you know?
And how about having the Inn on the Square back on the cruise?
Well, you know, I love it because that was a mainstay for many years. And I had asked Charlie Baroneau how long it's been. He said 7 years. It's hard to believe, but time flies. And it's so cool to have them back. We've got three really, well, actually, when you consider Sunday, we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this year. Considering Sunday, we've got 4 days and nights of cool shows in the ballroom there at the Inn on the Square, and some great acts and a very comfortable atmosphere right adjacent to the barbecue area. You can come in and cool off with a cool one and hear some smoking hot blues from people like J.P. Soares and the Red Hots, the Nighthawks, Pack Rat and Smokehouse, and yours truly, Shrimp City Slim on Sunday. I mean, it's really great to have the Inn back, and it's like a crown. It's a jewel in the crown, as they say.
Well, I was telling them down there about your song that you wrote about the Inn on the Square, and I asked them if they'd ever heard it, and I said it was about actually the closing and the changes that it went through, and they go, no, we never heard it. I said, well, you're going to have to get Gary to write one now about it being back open and being part of the cruise.
Well, that song was The Starlight Room.
The Starlight Room,
which was
right?
About the restaurant in the Inn,
right?
And now I think it's called the Carriage House or something like that?
I think you're right, the Carriage House,
yeah. The Starlight Room was a wonderful place where we used to go in and meditate on the quality of Greenwood's cooking. We used to have a ribeye in there with a wonderful salad. And it's right across the hall from the Fox and Hound.
Right, exactly.
Lounge.
Yeah, because I even play that song sometimes when I'm feeling kind of mellow there. I play that on the show. So,
well, it runs down some of the menu items, you know, a ribeye with a baked potato and some Pinot Noir.
Yeah, and butter and sour cream. What do you say on that? You say something about the butter and sour cream. I can't remember how you actually say it in the song.
It's a potato thing. What can I say?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But that was part of the folklore, you know, of Lander University shows up in that song.
Yeah.
Also,
the Clarion Call.
The Clarion Call, because when John Huffman had the place, they had transitioned into a clarion.
Right.
And so there's a lineage there, you know. And when you consider that the festival's been going for 16 years, the Inn on the Square has always been a player. So it's really, really very nice to have them back.
So now you'll have to write a new song.
I think so, but there may be a number of songs. I mean, if I can do one of those, what do they call it, the fundraising, GoFundMe or CrowdRaiser or CrowdPlease.
GoFundMe,
GoFundMe.
We've got one going to send us to the RNC. So, yes, I'm familiar with GoFundMe. Yes.
Might have to do a whole album of Greenwood songs.
Well, there you go. What an idea.
I stopped in at the Buena Vista Cafe, and I met Jorge Niria, and I'm going to play there on Saturday. And I'm a big fan of Cuban food, so I might have to do one on them.
Right.
Might have to do one on the Mill House, of course, great pizza over there.
And the brewery.
The brewery,
yeah.
fine beer. Flynn's on Maxwell, of course. Debbie and Dan over there have a great thing going. Gail Storm's there tonight, by the way.
Right, and I told Gail about her picture being the mural of hers at the Greenwood Mall, and she goes, I didn't know that. And I said, well, hey, you got to go by and stand in front of it and get somebody to take a picture of it.
I didn't know that either.
There's a picture of you. There's a mural of you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, now, for our listeners who don't know who Gail Storm is, she's a fantastic piano player and singer out of Long Island, New York.
Absolutely.
And she loves coming down here because she went to school in Greenville some years ago.
Yep.
Still has friends in the area. So always is looking forward to the opportunity to come down. I saw Gail and her husband, Sung, who's originally from Korea, they were setting up at Flynn's, and I said, "Well, where are you coming from now?" They did a private party in Greenville last night. Yep. Then they're playing for us this weekend, and they're going back to Greer, I think it is, to play on Tuesday night. So she's doing a little tour down here, and
I like to call her the free spirit.
She is a free spirit.
She is a free spirit. Yep.
She loves her music. She loves her audience. She brings joy to the stage, and I would recommend everybody go down and see Gail Storm tonight.
She likes the boogie-woogie.
She boogies, she swings. I mean, she's got the cabaret thing going on, and she's a delightful stage persona. And you got to see her at 8 o'clock tonight at Flynn's.
Yeah, she is great. But who's opening up tonight now?
Well, we have...
Who's opening up tonight?
Back by popular demand, and I mean in every sense of the word, the fabulous Vanessa Collier is back.
And she's just been over in Europe, in England.
Well, she was, check this out, Ann. I don't know if you heard. The reason why she couldn't call in because she was overseas.
Right, I knew that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, check this out. Her mom and her, I guess they're her half-sister. Her mom's married a second time and has three little girls, cute little girls. And they were over in France, Paris, and London. Vanessa joined them for part of the vacation and then had to break away and go to Brazil to do a couple gigs.
Oh, my goodness. Because
yeah.
I saw a tweet she put out where she was in England for 4th of July.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's pretty fast moving around.
Yeah, she went to Brazil. I think she was in Rio or São Paulo and did a couple of gigs and came back and met the family. And now they're back out, the band's back out on the road, and they're playing here tonight in the CenturyLink stage at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be a barn burner of a show.
It is.
Oh, she is so hot.
And just think, a year ago, while she was known, she wasn't as well known as she is now in the circles.
She's
really getting quite famous.
Everywhere she plays, they want her back. The acclaim of last year's show, and again, our listeners, Vanessa Collier is a young lady, academy-trained jazz and blues saxophonist and singer and composer, who is probably, what, Ann, 27? She's young.
Yeah.
Her whole band is in their 20s. They're all schooled musicians, but they play with such soul, such funky soul, and they are just like a wonderful, exciting band. And everywhere they play, they want them back. I mean, people were just... They were emailing me, can we get Vanessa back? We want her back, we want her back. So she actually put together a tour so she could come back and play for Greenwood, and that's tonight. One show only.
I know.
CenturyLink tent, 6 o'clock. You got to be there.
Absolutely.
You got to be there.
She'll be great. One of the things that impressed me about her was that, I don't know if she's still doing it, because I think it sounds like she's too busy, but she actually was teaching young kids how to play the saxophone and other instruments. I mean, I just thought that was so giving of her to do that from up there in D.C.
Yeah. And, well, you know, because she went to Berklee School of Music, she has methodology, you know. So she knows ins and outs, and she knows about schooling and, you know, starting in square one and advancing on your instrument and stuff like that. But the way things are going with her career, I think she's going to get really busy, really busy. Let me put in just a little bit more. You know, I'm a nut about all the history on these artists, and their resume, of course, is what makes a lot of these artists so exciting. But Vanessa first came on my radar because she was playing in the band of Joe Louis Walker, who's a fantastic blues guy out of Southern California. He's been on the scene since the early days with same time Robert Cray came up. Anyway, Vanessa was playing with Joe Louis Walker for about a year and a half. And I'm thrilled to digress and tell you that Joe Louis Walker is coming into the area in October to play in Camden, South Carolina at the Down Home Blues Festival. And there's a very good chance that Vanessa might be down here again in South Carolina at the same time. And there could be a reunion in Camden of these two exciting artists.
Wow, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes. And I mean, it just, what goes around comes around. It's just an ever-turning wheel of excitement in the arts. It really is. And all these shows that we're talking about here in Greenwood on the Blues Cruise are free admission.
That's right.
For the whole family.
That's right.
Just
come out and have a good time and have some barbecue and see all and be part of. It's just fantastic. And you know what makes, I think, the Blues Cruise and Festival Discovery, even though it is the same festival, every year it's different.
It is.
That's the thing. And in the blues aspect of it, I mean, the barbecuers were up around 85, but the blues has definitely expanded. And, of course, the more venues you have, the more artists you have, and you really have outdone yourself, Gary.
And thank you so much. When we started 16 years ago, when Paula Brooks was the director of Uptown Greenwood, I think we had like 5 barbecue teams. We might have had like maybe 7 acts. I mean, maybe 2 venues, and a little, and we didn't even have a proper stage. It was like a couple of pallets or skids put together outside against the wall, and we just, you know, set up on there and played. But this year, I counted, and I'm going to go back when I have a spare moment. I got to go back and check, but I think we have 49 performances this weekend.
Wow.
49 slots. We have close to 2 dozen artists. You know, a lot of the artists, almost all of them, except for Vanessa, and Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, who I'll talk about in a second, most of the artists play multiple shows.
Right.
Now, they might play in the CenturyLink stage outside, for example, tomorrow afternoon, but then tomorow evening, they might be in a restaurant or a club or something like that. Totally different environment, a totally different flavor, and it's a chance to experience the artist as they're performing for different audiences. We have such a variety of venues, the CenturyLink stage out by the barbecue area, the Mill House on Maxwell Ave. We have the Sundance Gallery, where tonight we're going to have 2 exciting artists, Nouveau Honkies and the Bruce Katz Band, making his debut here. Flynn's Wine and Beer on Maxwell, of course. The Arts Center on Main Street.
That tonight or tomorrow night?
That's tomorrow night. J.P. Soar's Gypsy Groove Jazz Band is going to be in there. Cafe 312 is doing 3 nights. That's a really commodious little place to hang. Buena Vista Cafe, which I'm really looking forward to. That's the Cuban place.
Now, are they going to be able to perform inside, or are they going to have to perform outside? Because that's a narrow space.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to be inside.
Going to be inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, tomorrow night, Lightning Wells is going to be at the Buena Vista. And Lightning Wells is one of the best acoustic blues men in America today. And then I'm going to play on Saturday. We're each solo performer, so we're going to set up in the window.
Okay.
And kind of face into the restaurant. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, pan con lechon is a special Cuban dish. And Nidia and Jorge are doing it this weekend. You got to try pan con lechon. Polo's Restaurant, also doing 2 nights. Polo's one of my favorite restaurants in the uptown. Howard's on Main, of course. For those who love sushi and whatnot, Uchi'i is doing it. Buffalo Grill has got 3 fantastic nights tonight, and tonight only the Hollerers from Augusta, Georgia. If you like that British invasion blues rock, like early Rolling Stones, early Yardbirds, the Animals, those bands, these guys are a lot like that, and I love them. T.W. Boone's, of course, upstairs tonight by popular demand again, Charlie Sayles. The harmonica iconoclast from D.C.
Yep.
He's back, and of course, we mentioned In on the Square. It's all over uptown. It's free, and you just roam from place to place.
And are you having any other acts tonight on the CenturyLink main stage, or just Vanessa?
It's just Vanessa tonight.
Right. But that'll be from what time to what time again?
That's 6 to 8:30 tonight for Vanessa. Now, Baron,
she'll be lucky to get off the stage at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. They
I don't think so.
They won't let her go. But, you know, Friday and Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, CenturyLink stage has live blues from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. So it's going to be fantastic.
That's right. And all you really have to do is make sure you have enough water, keep yourself hydrated and protected out there, because it's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Exactly. And I just want to also just quick shout out to some of our sponsors, and then I want to talk about the wristbands.
Right. I know about the wristbands.
Yeah.
We've been talking about those this week.
Okay. Yep. So people know.
Right.
We've expanded the drinking area where you can carry a cup of beer or whatever, wine. But to do that, you have to have a wristband. And it's only $1 per day. It's going to be a different color per day. And we're going to use that to help finance some of the festival.
All right, Gracie. All right. There you go.
So thanks for your cooperation on that. Hey, you know, our presenting sponsor, of course, is Carolina Pride. Our Pitmaster sponsors include CenturyLink, Emerald Ink and Stitches. They're the ones who do your T-shirts. U.S. Foods, County Bank, Greenwood Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, the City of Greenwood, Greenwood CPW, and others. Our Bad to the Bone sponsors include the Greenwood Building, Primo Grill and Grills and Smokers, Northland, and the South Carolina Education Lottery. Also, a lot of other friends. Of course, the Index Journal is the Blues Cruise sponsor in general. They cover all the music. Pepsi, Skins Hot Dogs, C. Rock Wise, Attorney at Law, Romac Trophies and Signs, Stubbs Barbecue Sauce, and others.
And what about WCRS?
I was going to play my little trumpet for that. And WCRS, 1450 AM,
and
Ann
Arbor.
98.5.
That's right, on the FM dial for
and don't
now.
And don't forget Ann's auction every Saturday, right? You still doing
well,
that?
Yeah, well, we put that on hiatus for the summer, so we're taking a little break on that. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, but doing a lot of exciting things, and was in Washington a couple weeks ago, getting ready to go to the Republican National Convention next week or week after, and got a lot of good stuff going on right here on WCRS. Pretty soon it'll be football season and
High
school football and Clemson University. So there you go.
Busy, busy, busy.
It never stops, you know.
No.
Sometimes you feel like you'd like to just get off the train for just a little bit and take a little break, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
And you're the voice of the community. And, you know, I live in Charleston, and we have all this corporate radio down there, you know. When they did the, you know all about this. I mean, you could tell us more specifically, but when they deregulated radio, it allowed people to buy up a bunch of stations. So that's why you have, you know, cookie cutter radio now.
That's true.
But you're the local responsibility here in Greenwood. You're the voice.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
it's
you for doing
75
it.
75 years, September 1st. 75 years that WCRS has been in existence. Right. It was the... Hey, Grace, it was the last radio station to get its license before World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and now we're the sixth oldest radio station in the state.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
that's
pretty
amazing.
Cool stuff. Yeah, exactly.
And now how long have you had it?
I've had it since 2010, so 6 years.
Yeah.
6 years, and I've been on the air for be 10 years next year, 10 years straight, every day of my life. Except for Sundays. I have taken a break on Sundays.
Take that look off your face. Come on. Turn that frown upside down.
There you go. No, I love being on the radio, and I love communicating with the people, and I love sharing, just like we've been this week, sharing all the artists that have come on and their music, and just had a good time, found out some interesting facts just by asking questions. You find out stuff you don't find out anywhere else. So it's a lot of fun.
Everybody has a story, huh?
They do. They do. It's just like I was telling you, J.P. Soares, and his story about how he got... I asked him what had been the highlight of his career, and here he is telling me about how he got to play with B.B. King.
That's amazing.
You know, and that's a legend. He goes, life is great, Ann, but there hasn't been, and if there never is a bigger highlight, that was a huge one. And he actually got to play. He was his back of the front band, and then his harpist was not able to get there because of the snow. And so B.B. King says, would you sit in with us? And that went on for 3 or 4 days.
Hmm.
Awesome story, huh?
JP's a guitar player, though.
Well, then maybe I have the wrong person. One of them was. No, it was.
Was it JP? Because
JP Soares.
And I've never known B.B. King to ever have a harmonica.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was a guitar.
Huh.
I don't know. But he played for him, B.B. King.
Well,
yes.
And hey, JP's playing tonight at Dina Inn on the Square.
Okay.
Let's all go down and ask him about it.
Well, you can ask him about it. But yes, he was definitely played for B.B. King. It was a guitar. Because he won a guitar back when he was 18. I'm sorry. It was a guitar. Yes, sorry.
You know what's great about everybody has a life story, all of us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason why the blues means so much to so many people is that the musically gifted people have the avenue by which they can express themselves.
That's true.
They have a story to tell like everybody else, but if you play or sing or write songs, you have a way to let it out. If we all had a creative impulse, we'd all be musicians, I guess, or artists or poets or performers or radio people or what have you. So everybody, you know, believe in your story. Your story, I mean, you are the best you there is in the world. And the only difference between you and, any of these artists on here is that you just are not, gifted with the musical talent. But, hey, come and hear what these people have to say, because these stories are universal, too. They're singing about and to all of us.
Absolutely.
Love matters of love, money, hard times, good times, politics, social commentary, family things, all the stuff we go through, you know, can't pay the rent. My woman just walked out on me. And I mean, all these things, you know, these are all things that happen to us. Life is a rocky road, my friends.
Absolutely.
And the blues tells all about it. But you know what? Really, there's two types of blues. There's the type of blues that'll take you away from your problems, Anne.
Yeah.
And there's some blues that will dig you deeper in.
There you go.
You got to be careful that one.
Yeah, you sure do.
Oh, yeah, watch out.
Absolutely. Hey, let's join the news in progress, and then we'll be back with Shrimp City Slim. You keep it right here on WCRS. We've got lots more to talk about and share. We want you to get ready for the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery with all this great barbecue. Hey, by the way, make sure you understand that Uptown, they have closed off Main Street now, so you'll have to go around to get where you want to go. Traffic has been closed off on Main Street, and the barbecuers are either there or coming in. So there you go. Hey, we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Hey, that's right. We're right back here. We're here with Gary Irwin. He is the one that puts together all the acts that come to town for the Blues Cruise. He also plays. He'll be playing some nights, too. And he, I think it takes a lot to put all the logistics together, because it's your responsibility to have someone over here and someone over there and someone there. And then invariably, I'm sure somebody gets sick or something happens and they can't show, and you've got to move people around.
And we had a situation like that, Ann, a couple days ago. I was very disappointed to find out that Jeffrey Broussard, the Zydeco guy, was not going to be here. And the reason was is that they had a highway accident a couple weeks ago, and I didn't realize that there were any injuries. But apparently Jeffrey is an accordion player.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt his shoulder, and the doctor told him he had to take a few days off of gigs because of, you know, accordion pushing and pulling with shoulders. So he had to cancel a bunch of dates, including ours. But I'm very happy to say we covered his two slots. J.P. Soares, who we've been talking about, is going to cover Jeffrey's slot tomorrow night in the CenturyLink tent stage downtown, uptown rather. And then on Saturday, Jeffrey's slot is going to be covered by a fabulous Zydeco band from Dusson, Louisiana, by the name of Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. Now, these guys are rough. They're rough.
They say they're bad boys.
They're bad boys. There's five or six of them up there. They've got the legendary Chucky Bush from the Bojack Band on bass, one of the guys who redefined the groove of Zydeco, and he's going to be there. Terry Domingue is like just a wonderful accordion player. It's this delightful Zydeco dance music from the bayous. You can't miss it. That'll be Saturday, 1:15 to 2:45 on the CenturyLink stage. And, well, we're going to miss Jeffrey, but we got some good replacements. We had to shuck and jive and do the dance, and we filled those slots. It only took me a couple hours, really.
I think it's probably so great is that the Blues Cruise has such a great reputation that people, it's known on the circuit, and people want to come to this stage.
And let me offer a little bit of intimate information on that. To me, this is a big, big, big compliment. We have almost two dozen national artists coming this time, and on the basis of the reputation of the festival itself, and I guess my reputation is part of that also. But, you know, these artists all accepted being booked on this, made a place in their calendar to come to Greenwood for the festival, and not a single one of them asked for a deposit. not one. They're all coming here on good faith.
That's great.
Yeah, they know. They know it's a high-level festival, an artistic event, a really, really good time for the community, and they're just thrilled to be here, and it's just amazing.
Absolutely. So yeah. But that goes to you, and that goes to the city of Greenwood, that they know if they're coming in here that they're going to get paid, number one.
And they're going to get treated well. They're going to get a lot of love, you know, from the people. And some of these artists, the ones we mentioned, like Nouveau Honkies, Vanessa Collier, Charlie Sales, these are all people who have been here before, and the audience response was so positive and so warm that they're coming back again by popular demand. Now, this year, we also have a lot of new faces, and I'm very excited about some of those. Tonight, over at the Sundance Gallery on Maxwell, we're going to have Bruce Katz, one of the top keyboard guys in the genre of blues and jazz right now. A wonderful, funky band, and you're going to really enjoy them. Bruce used to play with Delbert McClinton, so, I mean, that shows you how heavy he is. I'm also first time here in Greenwood is... one of my favorites, Packrat.
Packrat. I talked to
Robert Top Thomas.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? Was that a good interview?
Good. Yeah, we had a good time talking.
That's Florida Swamp Blues. I mean, it's great. It's really authentic.
Yep.
Wonderful. Skyla Burrell. She's never been here.
Yep.
That's a rock and blues lady from Pennsylvania. Let's see, Slam Allen. Wait till you check him out.
Slam Allen. Okay. And
amazing.
How about Biscuit Miller?
Biscuit Miller's been here before, but it's probably been 5 or 6
Has
years.
It? Okay.
Yes.
And, he told me he played Happy Blues.
Oh, very, very, yeah, no, very upbeat, beautiful
stuff. From Chicago,
stuff.
Out of Chicago, yeah.
Beautiful stuff, yeah. Sidewalk Zydeco also representing the Zydeco side of things. They're based in Charleston right now, but Johnny Ace and his wife plays Rub Border. She goes by the moniker Mary from Tokyo, because I think she was born in Tokyo.
Okay.
Her parents were missionaries or something like that. But anyway, they're going to be here. They're doing two nights. They're going to play at Buffalo Grill on Friday, and then they're going to play at T.W. Boone's on Saturday, Sidewalk Zydeco. And by the way, hey, everybody, if you want to learn more about these artists, go to greenwoodbluescruise.com, and you can click on the link to their website. You can listen to them, you can read about them, and you can make your educated decisions on who, what, where, when.
That's right. And also, those that have been listening this week have had the opportunity to hear their music right here and hear conversations that I've had with them, too. So that's been a good way for people to find some of the artists. Because with as many artists as you have, it's going to be hard to hear everyone.
It will be, yeah. But, I mean, you know, try to do the best you can. And also I wanted to mention that all or most of these artists have CDs and merchandise. And, you know, what a beautiful souvenir to get an autographed CD from someone like Slam Allen or from Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys or from Robert Top Thomas. In fact, you know, speaking of Robert Thomas, he's going to do a special acoustic show 11 a.m. on Saturday in the CenturyLink tent. It's In Search of Mance Lipscomb.
Hmm.
Mance Lipscomb was a great Texas blues songster and country blues man who was one of the formative artists on the Texas scene back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And Robert Top Thomas is going to do a dedication to him with 45 minutes of down-home acoustic Texas blues.
How about that?
Oh, it's going to be nice.
Absolutely.
Real nice.
Started
really.
Out at 11 o'clock.
So if your head's feeling bad, as the blues song says, and you all messed up on Saturday morning, come down and sit in the 10, 11 a.m. and hear some country blues. It'll set you right.
Set you right. You know, and the beauty of it is you can go sit in the CenturyLink stage and hear artists all day, all evening.
Commandeer a couple of chairs for you and your honey. Get in there and, you know, sit tight. And if, say, one of you has to get up and go get another plate of barbecue or a beverage or something like that, let the other one hold the chairs.
That's right. So it is well thought out. It is well done. And the thing about it is a festival that is constantly changing, upgrading the artist. It's never the same. I mean, you know, that's the one thing you can say about the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. It is never the same. And that's what I think makes it so neat. You can say, I'm not going to this festival this year because it's always the same. never the same on the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery.
Never the same. And you know, big shout out to some of the guys that really make it work, too. Custom Audio, Andy Sikora and his crew out of Abbeville, South Carolina.
Right.
Local guys, sound and lights. They do a terrific job, not just in the tent, but they're also doing the sound in the Inn on the Square and also in the Sundance Gallery. Great guys, very hardworking. They really know their stuff. Custom Audio out of Abbeville, South Carolina. And, you know, as I'm wandering around the community, Ann, I'm amazed to, for example, I went and gassed up a little while ago, and I went in to pay the clerk, and I said, so you come into the Festival of Discovery? She had never been to it, and she's lived here all her life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people pass on things because they think, oh, it's the same. I mean, maybe this person hasn't, but that's why I really think you need to if you think you can pass it by, you can't.
You can't. I mean, these artists, I mean, for example, we have, we have Virginia, Florida, New York, we have Boston, we have upstate New York, we have Missouri, we have artists from, artists from Washington, D.C., artists from Chicago, artists from Pennsylvania, we have artists from all over the United States who deem this to be a national-level blues festival, which it is, and they travel hundreds of miles to get here to experience this. So if you live in this area, don't deprive yourself. Please come down and enjoy. It's free.
And, you know, I think the other thing, sometimes you think you know what the blues is, and there's so many different, I'll say, versions of it, so many different types of music. You may not like one type of blues, but you'll find something else you will like.
Exactly. I mean, so many territorial styles. Acoustic, electric, solo, duo, big band, small band, male, female, black, white, overseas artist, local artist. I mean, we got all the flavors for you. It's a rainbow of blues.
Rainbow of blues. There you go. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. We're here with Shrimp City Slim, just talking the blues. And, you know, why didn't you bring some barbecue when you came over here today?
And I was in a rush to get here. I didn't want to hold you up, you know what I mean?
You didn't want to hold me up.
There's going to be plenty down there, though, starting in just a few minutes.
That's right. So you keep it right here. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're with Shrimp City Slim. He's got his...
Thinking about that barbecue.
Thinking about the barbecue. He's got his little program there. He's got his schedule going. And that's what you really need to do. You need to know where you want to go, at least have a starting point, I think. Where you end up, who knows?
Well, the whole circuit is like it's a circular thing, you know. When I got into town, I basically parked the van and I walked to all the venues. From one extreme to another, it took me maybe... strolling took me 7 minutes.
Well, that's the other nice thing. It's pretty compact.
It is.
You know, I know that you did a blues down there in Charleston, mm-hmm. and it got so big and so many different that you couldn't, it wasn't the same. It's like what the connubial one that we have here.
Right. And to be honest with you, in the first years, was it the first couple of years, we used to use a venue that was up on... you know the old church? There used to be, Frankie had a coffee shop in there.
Oh, right.
Living here at that time?
Yep.
That was a venue, and that was like, that was
a little bit too far.
Yeah, but we had Nick Moss and the Flip Tops, and we had Delta Moon. We had some fantastic performers in there, but it was just a little bit far out of the way. And there have been other cases like that, the PD Blues Bash in Florence, which I used to do. That's kind of morphed into something else now. But we used to sprawl out into some of the other Harleyville. I forget some of the names of the other small towns. It just didn't work because it was too spread out.
It loses that nice closeness that we're able to have right here. I mean, you can go into Howard's and then you can bop over there to Polo's. And, you know, you can just keep going in and out wherever and sit down once you find a place you really want to stay at.
When a band takes a break or whatever, just walk next door or walk across the street. And now, you know, with this limited areas outside, but you can carry a beer, for example, like Howard's, Polo's. You can walk from one to the other. And, you know, hey, it's really fantastic. You just drift from one. We call it a blues cruise. A lot of people outside this area, I say, I'm going to do the Greenwood Blues Cruise. And they go, oh, wow, that must be nice. I love boats. What are you on Lake Greenwood? No.
Yeah, no.
No. Cruise means you cruise from one place to another.
Well, that's why tomorrow night we're doing the blues crawl all over uptown Greenwood, and we'll be live on the radio from 7 to 9, talking to the artists, listening to the music, playing some on the air so that people can get the whole flavor of the event.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's actually the blues club crawl or venue crawl, because we have not just clubs, but we have an art gallery, we have restaurants, we have the CenturyLink tent stage. So we have all these different, you know, environments. Say you want quiet blues in a refined setting, and you like sushi, go to Uchi'i. It's laid back. It's very quiet. Buena Vista, same thing. You want it loud and rockin', go to Buffalo Grill or to T.W. Boone's or Howard's, you know. So something different for everybody. So I encourage people, just go out and experience it all. Walk around from place to place. And you can go from one extreme, from like the Mill House on Maxwell Avenue to the Inn on the Square. What do you think? If you're strolling to maybe 10 minutes?
Well, it may take a little bit longer because there's so many people and so many things that stop you along the way.
Yeah.
But, yes, to 10 minutes is what it would
but
take.
But if you live here and you know how to do it, like, for example, just, you know, imagine, picture in your mind now, walking from the Mill House up Maxwell, cut through the parking lot behind Main Street,
right?
Then come back out around the CenturyLink tent stage and then go to the Inn, 10 minutes, you know.
And if you want to just be eclectic and hear a lot of different acts, then just go sit there at the CenturyLink main stage and don't even bother to move.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. And like I say, we've got Vanessa Collier is going to fire it up tonight at 6 o'clock on the CenturyLink stage. She's tremendous. And it's her only show on the festival this year, so you want to make sure you catch that. Then Friday and Saturday, it's tomorrow and Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., going until 10 p.m., blues all day. Now, let me count the acts. On Friday, we have 8 performances on Friday. On Saturday, we have 5, plus we have the award ceremony and Skin's hot dog eating contest. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be eating 70 hot dogs, though, Shrimp.
I don't
70 hot dogs. That's what Joey Chestnut ate up there for the
Nathan's
Coney
Island.
Yeah, Nathan's.
Oh, my
Coney
God.
70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, it's something to see, and I wouldn't sit too close, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
I would choose a seat a little far back, but that's happening at Skin's hot dog eating competition, noon on Saturday. And, you know, Ann, we're talking about food now. Wouldn't you love a Skin's hot dog right now?
Okay.
With chili on it.
With chili, okay.
Oh,
Sounds good, yes.
Yes. Yum. Yum.
Have you eaten today, Gary?
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich about 3 hours ago, and I'm dying.
And they're dying. Okay, so it's almost time for him to get something to eat. They are all set up and firing up the grills, and they are ready to serve some great barbecue. And, you know, it's such a great time to get out and see family and friends. It's also, I think, a fabulous time to invite those that you have been remiss in inviting to come visit you. Don't want them hanging around the house. Bring them in for the blues cruise and spend the day and the evening right down there in uptown Greenwood.
And in addition, bring the children because, number one, children have fewer opportunities to hear live music these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were growing up, there was live music in a lot of
and
places.
And it was very inexpensive.
Yeah, and very family. And there's Lightning Wells.
As
Lightning Wells is in, it's walked in the store. Let's try to get him in here.
All right. Well, let's see. Hold
and
on
grab him before
second.
He gets out.
Is that Lightning Wells?
Lightning.
Come on back.
Lightning, come on back, man.
All right. great.
One of our artists here, ladies and gentlemen. One of the top acoustic blues men in
Lightning Wells.
One of the top acoustic blues men in the United States is here, Mr. Lightning Wells.
How you doing?
Come and sit down, man.
Okay. All right. Good to see you.
We're live on the air.
That's right.
So I've been listening to you guys in the car coming in town.
So you decided to stop on by and see us.
About 15 miles out of town, it didn't come out very well. And the closer I got, the louder it got.
Okay, all right. We on our FM dial.
I needed to find Gary, so I said, well, I know where he is at least. I know how to get here. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. So where are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Where in North Carolina?
Eastern part of the state.
Eastern part, okay. On the coast?
No, I'm between Raleigh and the coast.
Raleigh and the coast. Okay, sounds good. And what does he play, since I don't know? What do you play? What do you do?
I play the old-time acoustic blues.
Okay.
No, but what doesn't he play?
What doesn't he play?
I don't play the fiddle.
You don't play the fiddle, no. Okay. There's a mic right there. Gary, there you go. There's a mic right there. Let me make sure
you are live on. No,
Lightning
Wells.
Yep, you should be on.
Can you hear me now?
All right, can we hear you?
Lightning plays just about anything with strings on it. Did you bring all your axes?
I brought a lot. No, not all of them. I can't.
All of them. What have you got? Did you bring the banjo and the uke?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Banjo, uke, a little harmonica, guitar, dobro, mandolin.
Yeah.
This guy is a jack of all trades and a scholar. I mean, when he plays American roots music, which ranges from blues to country, old country, bluegrass, old southern gospel stuff. I mean, all over the map, right?
Okay, we're on
it's
the
all
radio.
Old, though. The new stuff.
What's the most recent thing you play? I mean, what year about?
From the 50s, maybe.
Oh, so 50, 60 years old. 60 years ago.
Yeah.
So how'd you get started in the blues?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I think I was into, like, folk music, and during that time, it was the tail end of the folk revival in the 60s. They were rediscovering these old blues guys and bringing them to Newport Folk Festival. They rediscovered Sun House, Mississippi John Hurt. I think that helped me get into it.
So where is he playing, Gary?
Where are you playing, Lightning? Let me see. He's a hard-working guy. We got Lightning here for the whole weekend because
he's at Cafe 312, I think. Is that right? Yes, today.
Yeah, Cafe 312 Main Street.
Yeah.
And we're going to set you up in the window. It's really nice. It's almost like being in somebody's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is the manager this weekend, by the way. Really nice guy. Stop by and saw him. And
then Lightning, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's right. Thanks. Ann Eller at the controls. Lightning will be at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe tomorrow night. That's at 322 Main Street. And by the way, if you haven't tried Cuban or Latino food, you need to stop by Buena Vista. Nice people.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Great food. Me too, man. Me too. And that's 7 to 9 tomorrow night. And then let's see. So you go from Cuban food to the
sushi.
Sushi on Saturday. You're going to eat your way through Greenwood.
That'll be fine by me.
And don't forget, we got barbecue all day and all night to balance things out.
No, that's right. So he is everywhere then. And he's also, it looks like, on the CenturyLink main stage, 324. Is that what it looks like to me on Saturday?
That's right. And and to be honest with you, I chose that slot because that's a primo slot. There are not a lot of people playing the type of music that Lightning plays. And I feel it to be a programming responsibility to present him in a slot like that so the most people can see him. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot of rock and blues, electric rock and stuff all weekend long. But to hear the subtle, deep, traditional blues is a thing of joy, and that's your chance on Saturday.
And tune in tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'll play some live here on the radio.
Oh, that's right.
You're coming back tomorrow afternoon, so now you know where you're coming.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, how'd you get the name Lightning?
Because I'm so fast.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking forward to this tomorrow then. Well, there you go. You got a little preview, and we'll be playing some music and jamming tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 5, and then tomorrow evening from 7 to 9, I'll be crawling all over Greenwood, playing music, talking to people, and having a good time. Gary, this has been really great and extra special here with Lightning Wells coming in here this afternoon.
And, you know, I there's so much going on. It completely slipped my mind that Lightning was going to be here tomorrow. So, ladies and gentlemen, please tune in to Ann's show again tomorrow. Lightning will have a couple of instruments with him, and I'll be playing a little bit live on the air, and that's going to be a real treat, I guarantee you.
All right, that sounds great. Hey, this is WCRS. We are now finished for today, but you got to get downtown or uptown because Vanessa will be taking the stage at 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Bye-bye, everybody.